This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Rhode Island's General Assembly is back at the Statehouse tomorrow for the start of a new legislative session. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McCade joins me now to preview some of the top issues that will face lawmakers. Hey, Scott.
Great to be here, Liz. As is often the case, a lot of the issues from 2017 are going to spill over into the new year. The first one is money. The state is facing a deficit, red ink, as high as maybe $200 million in the coming fiscal year. And that's certainly going to be a big topic of discussion as we get into the nitty-gritty of the budget. Governor Raimondo will be giving her State of the State speech and budget address later in the month of January. I believe it's the 16th of January this year. And so they're going to have to take a very careful look at where they go. Now, the uncertainty, I think, really surrounds what's happening at the federal level. And just one example is the so-called CHIP program, which pays billions to all the states, millions in Rhode Island. And this is the very popular federal program that finances health care for low-income children. Now, the problem is it hasn't been reauthorized. So no one knows what's going to happen to it. And I'm not sure that the state can make up all of it just from Rhode Island taxpayers' general fund money without raising taxes. They're going to be very reluctant to raise taxes. It's an election year.
So the budget, taxes, it's an election year. How about the PawSox?
Well, that's going to come early on. At some point, the new owners of Pawtucket Red Sox are going to be tired of this constant negotiating. As I talked to one member of that team, he's frustrated because the General Assembly keeps moving the goalposts. So the negotiations have been fraught. They don't have an example here that they can use and go forward. The Senate seems on one course. Dominic Ruggiero and the Senate leadership and Governor Raimondo seem to favor doing a deal with a public subsidy for a new stadium in downtown Pawtucket. But on the House side, Speaker Nick Mattiello has been very, very clear in comments that he made to our colleague, political reporter here at RIPRE in Donis, that he walks door-to-door in his district, and the people there, it's a conservative Cranston district, it went 55-45 for Trump, and he's convinced they don't want any public subsidy for a new stadium. So this is going to be something that I think they're going to have to confront probably in the first few weeks of the brand-new session.
Scott, how will the 2018 session differ from 2017? And we should point out here that the 2017 session ended with some acrimony between the House and the Senate that almost left Rhode Island without a new budget.
Yes, I hopefully, and a lot of the lawmakers say, and they've said since that last year was a big mistake, with the House and Senate basically so fissured that they couldn't even come to an agreement on when to adjourn the session. So I think they'll try to forge better relations. One thing about an election year is they know when they look stupid up there on the front pages of the paper, on the air, on broadcast media, they realize at the end of the session, the people who've been around a long time know that it hurts their reelection chances. So I think this year there's going to be some more comedy.
You mentioned that 2018 is an election year. In Rhode Island, Governor Gina Raimondo is up for re-election. In Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker up for re-election. What kind of impact do you think this is likely to have?
Well, the impact on Baker, I think, will be much less than it is on Raimondo. Baker has very, very strong job approval numbers. They're much higher. They're the highest in the country in some polls that we regard pretty well. Our sister station, WBUR in Boston, of course, shows him up around 70% approval, very, very high, whereas Raimondo still coming in under 50, which isn't where you want to be. However, in a multi-candidate race, she might be okay. The thing to watch here is how the governor interacts with the legislature on the big spending bills, on the stadium, and also on social issues. Don't forget, we've had this kind of truce on the abortion issue, for instance. But a lot of the women in the Women's Caucus, very upset that Rhode Island has never codified Roe v. Wade, the protection for legal abortions, in state law. They vow to make a big push this year on that one. That'll ensnare the governor into a social issue that she probably doesn't really want to deal with. The other thing is you have individual lawmakers with their own agendas. They're running for higher office. Representative Bobby Nardolillo is one of those. He's running for U.S. Senate in a primary against former state Supreme Court Judge Bob Flanders. And then, of course, you have the House Minority Leader, the Republican leader, Patricia Morgan from Coventry, who wants to be the Republican nominee for governor. Right now, she's in a primary with Alan Fung and probably businessman Giovanni Ferrosi.
So Alan Fung, the mayor of Cranston.
That's correct. So we'll be looking for Morgan trying to use the session to garner some headlines for herself and get her message out to the voters.